lot of green on the board on USDA Report Day. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. We'll have final Tuesday farm market numbers coming up in just a moment. Right now, we need market analysis on a big USDA Report Day from Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, it's great to have you here today because we did get these big USDA reports, and ultimately, leading into the reports, the market was bracing for something terribly bearish, and then it seemed like maybe it wasn't so bad. It could have been worse. Is that kind of what we're gathering here?
I think that's a good way of saying it, actually. And basically, there's the published pre-report estimates. We all say, well, that's what the market is priced in. But when you see the initial reaction in those first few seconds of the market, that tells you how the numbers compare to what was programmed into the algo computers. Those algo computers are computers designed to react to the numbers versus what the programmer put in. And if they put in one kind of order if they were higher and one kind of the opposite order if they were lower. And when we saw the big surge in buying in corn, soybeans, and wheat, that tells us that perhaps the whisper numbers, we call them, were more bearish than even what the published estimates were. And when that failed to happen, then those algos bought. Now, as the human element came into it, we came well off of those highs. But there's still some significant numbers here that will have some implications going forward.
Well, let's talk about a little bit of this here, Arlen, because soybeans went on a bit of a wild ride today. Again, pre-report, looking for something really bearish, and then you talked about how it kind of surged there, the buying after the report was released. Now here, as we come to the close, a little bit more back to life, closer to even, but still in positive range. What led to all of that?
Well, stocks actually came in about 15 million bushels above what was expected. Acreage increased about 665,000 acres for the crop that's in the ground now, but that matched expectations. So what we are seeing here, in fact, is, it wasn't as bad as we thought type of a trade. Now, it's also end of the month and end of the quarter, so we'll really need to confirm these with trade tomorrow because this could be some book squaring as well. But generally, I think the market's saying, okay, this could be worse. We have strong domestic demand. We're optimistic that China's going to be coming in and buying. And so therefore, let's be buyers at these levels in the soybean pit.
For corn, is it this switch that we were really thinking would happen, the switch from corn to soybeans? Did enough of that happen to push corn higher today?
No, not really. The switch really didn't happen. As we look at the acreage, is essentially the same as what was reported in March. So we didn't lose the corn acres. We didn't tighten the balance sheet up that way. But the surprise came in the stocks numbers. The stocks came in 113 million bushels below expectations, building on the lower than expected stocks in the March report. Now, there's still a lot of corn out there in the country. There's a lot of corn still in the bin. But what this says to me is it provides more confirmation that USDA overstated the size of last year's crop.
Hear more from Arlen Suderman with StoneX on the Wednesday Morning Hat podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. On Tuesday, September corn up 6.5, 416.75, 6 higher on the December to 436. August beans up a nickel, 11.24 1/4. Novi beans up 4 3/4, 11.43 3/4. September wheat up 9.5, 5.89 1/4. In livestock, August live cattle down $1.15, 242.42. And August lean hogs up 92 to 98.20. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.